Welcome. This is the first ever podcast.
And we're here.
This is the leftovers of WMYT Radio.
No, yeah. this is like those good leftovers that like after Thanksgiving dinner, yeah. You know, like, you really want, like you think of the next day, you're like, I'm going to make that turkey sandwich. Slap it with fucking mayo.
This is actually the leftovers of DJ Paul and Pinhead. Ooh. More accurately, maybe.
More accurately, DJ Paul and Pinhead, yeah.
No really? Pinhead this time.
No Pinhead. Well, I was the
he
third
was on
host.
My show, yeah. Come on. He was on our show. He was on the Smiles show.
He was on Dirty Hour.
Yeah, he was in the Dirty Hour. I was like five shows. Man.
I was the most unofficial official DJ.
You didn't
of
even
that
go to
station.
College.
No, I didn't even go to that college. I still
your mom goes to college.
I don't go to college anymore at all.
Jumping right in, I guess.
Yeah, let's jump
Azeem,
in.
Azeem, before you got here, we did a little pre-production.
A little bit.
Okay.
By the way, in case we ever get picked up for sponsorship, I'm drinking a Newcastle.
Newcastle Brown Ale. The lighter side of dark.
I'm drinking mother's milk, not from your mom's breast, though.
That's excellent. We actually had some in the freezer.
I got a can breast of milk? Bud Light. Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah. It's
good to know.
You know, that beer in the can.
Beer!
That beer in the blue.
That's
can.
What happens when you show up late. You get the bottom shelf.
I honestly think Bud Light is the worst beer. My least favorite beer is Bud Light. But yeah. At the same time, every time I go to a bar, hey, let me get a Bud Light.
I've seen you do that.
And then immediately, every time, always complain. Immediately, I'm just like, what? I hate this beer.
So why'd you get it?
This is the first thing that comes to mind.
I guess this
man.
Is also the time to tell everyone to silence their phones. That
oh, yeah.
Here, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody take off your phones, please. So, you know, they don't need anybody getting
Azeem,
any booty calls.
Me and Jack did a little pre-production here, and I printed out some articles before. Before you are our topics today.
Okay. So
whatever you feel like discussing.
We have a British cannibal who receives a gastric band surgery. After
you
that,
actually
well, let's
have,
just, let's
an
just
amputee
jump into
beaten
that.
With a walking stick.
You're just spoiling everything.
Yeah, no, whoa.
No one will listen to the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want to hear about any of this. I know the whole show already. What the fuck?
These sound awful.
Okay, no. I was saying, you know, like some eyewitness news.
From New York's number one news television station, this is Eyewitness News.
More on a British cannibal who receives a gastric band surgery at 7.
How many calories does a human body contain?
I know you're supposed to do like 1,200, 1,600.
Like how fat did this guy get eating? How many people did he eat? How many people could you possibly eat that he gets fat?
This guy, what does the article say, Azeem? I think it's...
Okay. He got the gastric band surgery after he became shockingly obese on a diet of chips, chocolates, and cake.
How do you consider that a diet?
You big fat lady! What even happened in prison? That's eating pretty, you know?
This
How
was
you doing
in prison?
That good?
This was in prison?
He's
this
in jail.
Happened?
Yeah.
How's he eating potato chips in jail?
A spokesperson for the NHS defended the decision to spend the taxpayers' money on Fisher's surgery.
This guy was eating asshole Doritos? Because I don't think there's like a Nabisco, like,
well,
you know.
The whole thing is like how he's a cannibal, so clearly he's in he's probably in a high security facility.
High protein.
Yeah, it is a high protein diet.
I mean,
diet.
Okay. The spokesperson said people receiving treatment for mental illness are entitled to the same level of care as anyone else.
Is cannibalism a mental illness?
Are you mental?
That's the problem.
You ever think, you know, like pregnant women get cravings? You ever think anyone's just like, God, I need some human flesh? Like, right away. Honey, it's 4 in the morning. I just need like a small baby to gnaw on.
Oh, dude, I don't know about you, but I'm fucking hungry as balls.
Yeah, come on. I try to cut down. Just give me a toenail.
Just a little bit of the thigh. And who's paying for this? Who's paying
the
for this,
taxpayers.
Guys?
Taxpayers.
He's in jail. They don't pay for anything.
Yeah. So basically...
People in jail in most other countries have free healthcare.
Thank God that's England. England citizens get to pay for gastric bypass of cannibals.
Of cannibals.
This guy is pretty fucked
it's
up,
like,
though.
I may have eaten your sister, but thanks for paying for my surgery.
Okay. He confessed to these crimes to his psychiatric consultant in 2010 during a separate prison sentence in which he was sentenced for sexually assaulting 2 Spanish students. Oh. And then later on, he decides, oh yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah, in the late 1990s, I killed 2 of my neighbors and ate their flesh.
That was fucked up.
I love your reenactment of a UK cannibal. You have a great British accent. You didn't even use it once throughout the article.
Yeah, I feel like I've caught you talking to your British accent like so many times just randomly.
You were introduced to my ex-girlfriend as an Englishman.
That is true. That is very true.
Well, we'd like to welcome our fourth guest, British Azeem.
Here, the
Thomas
Beacon.
Alley. Thomas
it's
Alley,
the
everyone.
Beacon.
The beacon.
The beacon.
No, no, no. You see, when you say beer can in a British accent, it's a beer can. But the thing is that when you're saying that, you're also saying bacon, like the like breakfast food in a Jamaican accent.
Jamaican accent.
Ah.
Yes. So, beer can.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha. Shitty jokes all in there. So, what are they? So, this guy, he's just going to lose a bunch of weight and.
Well, the gastric bypass. I mean, he could still eat.
No, he's not getting the gastric bypass. What that's. The gastric bypass, they literally take your stomach and they sew it up and it's like about the size of your thumb.
Oh, that's disgusting. Well, your stomach's not supposed to be that big anyway, is it?
Well, it's supposed to be bigger than your thumb. Like, literally, these people, all they eat is like cheese and crackers. And that's all they can eat because they can't
disgusting.
Fit anything else. Gastric band, they take a rubber band and they wrap it around your stomach.
Right.
So it can still expand. Rubber band keeps it small. So he's only going to be able to eat like a foot instead of a whole leg.
Now he's on to Hostess and, you know.
I'm just wondering right now. Our next story is about an amputee beaten with a walking stick. So what's the deal with this amputee? Like, you want
to
have, like, amputee
versus cannibal?
Is it related
to the cannibal?
Why is he an amputee?
The cannibal ate his leg, and I guess he was just walking down the street. Wait,
if we would have paid for this poor man's surgery, he would have only lost a foot.
Where did this happen?
Okay, this is said to have happened in Victoria Park, Smethwick, West Midlands.
Okay. You know. What's these English people are fucking crazy.
I know. I can't even put on the British accent anymore. It's just sickening me.
I love that article, though.
All right, let me read this article.
Because the whole thing was a 54-year-old man.
I'm an old man!
Who has one leg escaped with minor injuries after being subjected to an assault by four men. They punched him in the face, knocking his glasses off, and restrained him, and searched out his pockets. One of the men grabbed his walking stick and began to attack him.
This guy walking down the street with one leg gets surrounded by four men and then beaten with his own walking stick. I think that's a little much, isn't it?
It's pretty awesome, though.
But, like, you got four guys. It took four guys to beat down one amputee.
That doesn't say much about these four guys.
No, like,
that's pretty stupid.
Like, you know the South Park episode, Cripple Fight?
Yeah.
Like, cripples can fight, but not
when
four
you take
able-bodied men. And you take his walking stick, he just probably fell over on his side. It's like this one guy hopping around on one leg, like, come on, come at me, put your dukes up, come on.
The real misfortune would have been if he lost the other leg now.
Yeah, definitely.
Now he's walking around no legs, walking on his hands.
Two canes.
With two canes.
I feel like there's a joke. What do you tell an amputee with one cane?
It's the shittiest joke I've ever heard. Oh, we're not getting any listeners.
I'm gonna get
that
I'll get three of my friends and beat the shit out of you.
Oh yeah. That's oh my god.
Wait, hold on. In an official statement by the police, they had to put in the reason he had a walking stick is because he's an amputee and only has one leg. I didn't realize.
We have to make this explicitly clear. He has a cane because of the one leg. So Azeem, where did you get your nationwide fame?
My international claim to fame is, man. I'm just that guy.
That guy?
Yeah, just that guy. DJing everywhere.
What does that even mean, that guy?
He's that guy that goes out to the club and gets into a dance-off and loses.
Yes.
He lost a dance-off.
I lost a dance-off to a pretty, strange kind of woman. She was pretty aggressive.
She picked him up.
She picked me up.
What?
She
in
was
the air. Picking
up, and I could not pick her up at all whatsoever. You would need to be like in Arnold Schwarzenegger shape to like lift this woman up. No!
She was like built
she
like
was,
muscles.
No, she was just.
She was big.
Huge.
She was a linebacker.
Oh
yeah, oh. She was like a female linebacker.
And she made Azeem her doll. Azeem was like a little Ken doll.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken. Oh, I'm having so much fun.
Well, Bobby, we're just getting started.
Like a little Kelly doll at this point.
A little brown Ken doll.
I was like,
put me down.
Okay, so this guy swallowed a 9,000 pound diamond in a botched robbery in Sri Lanka.
We're in America, so saying 9,000 pounds, like, that just sounds like this big ass diamond.
It's over 9,000!
Okay.
So this really expensive diamond.
It's something. Okay, so let's like say a pound is like $2.something. That's around like, you know, 20 grand diamond.
Someone could pause our podcast and figure it out.
Yeah, if you really care.
That interested in a 9,000 euro.
Anybody want to call in?
Next caller. Ooh, this is bad. Okay.
I know in pre-production, this is the one story you did not want to cover.
Yes, yeah, totally. This is totally the one story I said I really don't want to read this, but...
Oh.
Reno man pleads guilty to extorting woman he met on Craigslist and trying to rape one. David Schmidt posed as a woman on Craigslist and reached out to women posting personal ads who were seeking to meet other women. And now you're in my way. And then he sent fake photos of himself, which were women. Hey, I just met you. So he would go on the internet, be like, send a picture of Miley Cyrus, be like, yeah, this is me.
Sounds like a Friday night.
Yeah, it sounds like a good Friday night.
I can
night.
Do that shit.
Sounds like my Thursday nights on Omegle. He pleaded guilty to extorting the woman by threatening to expose nude photos they sent of themselves, along with emails and text messages they sent him.
But here, look, if you're sending nude photos online, you're clearly not scared of who's seeing them.
Oh, if you put anything online, it's public information. He tried to rape one. He didn't molest anyone. He tried.
He tried.
Which...
What's a failed attempt at rape?
I don't know. Like, I don't understand. Is it illegal to... Like, doesn't that mean you listened? Like, if you attempt to rape someone and they say no and you're like, okay.
Is it attempted rape a maybe? I'm going in. No, stop!
I think it's just the
tip.
You
hand them an index card, like, yes, no, maybe.
Can I have sex with you? Maybe.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
A hand job is the most depressing sexual act.
I could hand it myself.
Yeah, I'd rather jerk myself off.
See, what's the most that you theoretically paid for a hand job?
$5.
$5.
No, theoretically. I mean,
like you take a girl out with a girl, like, it ends in a hand job.
Yeah.
Bucks?
Really?
Would you take a girl out to McDonald's?
No, this is while I was a college student, and we got ramen noodles, and then I went back to her apartment.
The ramen noodle hand job.
Only the most romantic of sexual encounters.
I like when we have microphones in front of our faces. We learn things about each other.
Yeah.
I just realized that for $5, Azeem would give me a hand job. I'll just give him ramen noodles and set the mood.
Let's go get... I'll go get a whole fucking box of ramen noodles. You'll be jerking me off for weeks.
Hey, now, that was me paying the $5 to get the hand job. Not kidding.
So we'll double it up.
Double it. $10.
$10.
We'll both buy a box. Go skiing a little bit.
It has to be spicy chicken.
No, I'm getting you shrimp.
Damn.
So I just went to the fridge to get a beer for myself.
Yeah, you didn't get me one. What the fuck?
Oh,
man.
Did you need one?
Oh, you're not supposed to get me one.
So
he didn't even. He's like, yeah, whatever.
All right. So apparently, this is a big deal. It was Fashion Week.
I was there.
You were there?
I was in there.
How was it? Beautiful woman.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I can imagine. So Cher. Performing at one of
Cher,
the show.
Cher Lloyd.
Cher Lloyd. Oh, Cher Lloyd.
She's Lloyd. Like 17 or something.
Yeah, okay, so Cher Lloyd was performing. She looks like she's about 20. It was a big deal that she was wearing a top that had an open back, and she was wearing a bra. So the back of her bra was showing through the back of the shirt, and apparently that's a big no-no. And she's wearing, like, a golden top. It was like, it looks like a snakeskin top with a pink skirt.
I love that I made
this
relevant.
And then a red bra. You can turn on TV and see women on every channel say the titties is out, wearing nothing but a bathing suit or anything. But it's a big deal that this woman flashed her bra, the back of her bra. So, like, maybe she's just like, well, no one can get this off anyway, so I might as well show it.
I don't know what the big deal is.
I don't understand it at all.
When I read the article, I thought her front was showing.
Yeah, I got excited.
Yeah.
I got excited. Like, I read that. It's like, Lord, Cher Lloyd flashes bra.
I thought and it was
then,
serious.
Like, and then you read the article, and, like, you get to the last page, and it's a picture of her facing, like, the back wall. And then you see it's the back of her bra. Well, my favorite part is there's a link right next to the picture about Katy Perry. We all know if it was Katy Perry was performing.
Oh my god.
Like, her tits were out.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Miley Cyrus was getting in trouble for, like, taking pictures and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, those were actually dirty pictures.
She still does.
Isn't she getting married?
Heard about that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Speaking of people getting married, let's see. Avril Lavigne gets Skrillex hair and is gonna get married to that Nickelback guy.
Look at this photograph! Look at this photograph!
every time I look, it makes me laugh. Every
time I do, it makes me laugh. I think we're going to wrap up for now. This is our first attempt at a podcast.
You know what? It was better than our last DJ Paul and Pinhead.
We've got flow.
Yeah.
This has been DJ Paul.
I'm Quigsley Scruff, whatever the fuck you want to call me, dial tone.
I don't know that guy.
Follow my Twitter, at Quigsley. What's good?
All right, so until next week, I guess.
Until next week.
Easy, man.
Open up.
Oh, man, it smells like so much shit in your mouth.
Told me you loved me.